Allama Sa'aduddin Taftazani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, whose books are taught in Dars-e Nizami, he was the most unintelligent student in the study circle of Qazi Abdul Rahman Shirazi rahmatullahi ta'ala. Rather, his example would be given when referring to a dull person. But despite this, he never lost his determination. Rather, he never paid attention to what anyone said. He continued and strived to acquire the knowledge of the deen. And he would always remain busy in striving to read and learn his lessons. Once, whilst he was learning a lesson, a stranger approached him and said, "Sa'aduddin, come, let's go sightseeing." And he replied, "I've not been created for sightseeing. My situation is such that even after studying, I'm still unable to understand anything. So how can I go for sightseeing?" Hearing this, the stranger left, but then came back again after a while and asked him again to come for sightseeing. He again replied with the same answer. The stranger left the second time, but then came back again, and this time the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to him that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is remembering you. Hearing this, his body began to tremble, and barefooted he ran to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he ran barefooted until he reached him. Allahu Akbar. And he saw that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was under the shade of a tree. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Sa'aduddin Taftazani and smilingly said, "You did not come even though I called you many times." He replied with an utterly humble tone of voice, "O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I did not realize that you were calling me. You know the state of my weak memory. I seek in your court a cure for my illness." Hearing this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mercy began to flow, and he said to him, "Open your mouth." Allahu Akbar. And he opened his mouth, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his blessed saliva in his mouth. Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam then prayed for him and gave him the glad tidings of success and ordered him to go back home. The next day, when he attended the class, he asked some knowledgeable questions during the lesson. The other students in the class were unable to fully grasp the questions, so they deemed them unnecessary and useless and did not pay attention to it. But his teacher Qazi Sahib, who was the master in the field of knowledge, began to cry upon hearing his conversation and said to him, "O Sa'aduddin, today you are not the same person as yesterday." And then Sa'aduddin narrated the whole event. In this particular case, we see that he was blessed by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but before that, he was struggling to acquire the knowledge. The distractions were coming to him. That, "Let's go out, let's go here, let's go there." And he said, "No, I'm going to carry on." When they said to him, "Let's go here, let's go there," "No, I'm going to carry on. I'm going to struggle and strive to acquire this." Allahu Akbar.